are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is William White Crow of Sovereign Minds. And boy, do we have a show for you tonight. We have Nate and Chandler here also, and we're going to have Lindsay Williams on. But before we go any farther with that, we're going to touch on some news threads right now. And if you want to call in, we want to touch on this real quick here. Call in at KCNR 1460, and the phone number is 530-605-4567. And like I said, we have Lindsay Williams on tonight. So we're going to touch on news threads real quick and get right to him. We have Florida's new drone aircraft is going to be used, and this is also being used in New York and also in California. As a matter of fact, a couple of years ago, I was talked to an officer that told me it was being used in the North State. So it's very interesting that what's going on out there. We're using drones in our country. It's a good thing we're using them on the borders, but let's keep them on the borders and not looking at the people of the United States. Okay, also, number two news thread here, we're going to talk about whales and turtles and birds and crabs and things all over the world seem to be falling out of the air, washing up on the beaches and everything else out there. I mean, this is getting pretty crazy. We've got calls and talked to people that are coming up with many different things, but, you know, this has only been happening since, like, the 2000s. I've even searched back to, like, the 1600s and everything, and these are new phenomena that are coming up. You know, there's a lot of things happening out there. We don't know the answers, but we're going to try to find them for you and bring them up on future shows. And number three, William Daley, which used to as the new Obama's chief of staff, former Commerce Secretary, he was attorney, and is the Midwest chief of the J.P. Morgan Chase. Now, that's interesting.
What do you know? We got another banker in the administration.
We love it, love it. Okay, do you have anything to say on these whales and birds and things, Nate? What do you think there?
I just definitely think it's weird. I mean, you don't just have thousands of birds drop out of the sky.
That's right.
But a lady on Facebook actually brought up an interesting point. She said that there's no video or anything of that them falling.
Right, exactly.
But it is happening not even in America, only around the world, Sweden.
Sweden. This is a global thing that is happening here now. This isn't just something that's happened overnight in one country like the United States. But, you know, it's really funny. If they were avian flu or something like this, and they would turn around and go in there with their face masks and their gloves and everything. But when they collected these birds, these red-winged blackbirds, they went in there with full bio suits. And, you know, it's really interesting.
Yeah, we got to, I mean, to me, we got to watch this thing carefully. This is dangerous. Could easily be, I mean, a human. Why not? You know, green stuff coming out of their noses.
Oh, yeah. You know, but the thing about it is full bio suits, come on now.
Oh,
you know, I've worked with chemicals. There's something really serious going on when you're using full bio suits.
Right. Somebody knows they better
biological weapons. There's a man that was found in a dump just recently, and I think you all know who I'm talking about, that was connected with this particular program. So there might be a connection there. So, but I want to get right on into our special guest tonight. And, Nate, you go ahead and introduce this man.
Yes, I'm definitely so proud to introduce Lindsay Williams. He was an ordained minister for 31 years. He went to Alaska in 1971 for his missionary. And the Trans-Alaskan Pipeline began building in 74, where he volunteered to be their chaplain, right?
So, yeah.
With full support of the company and everything. But he was given full access to the astonishing information.
And
where it could be found in his book, The Energy Non-Crisis.
Mm-hmm. Good book.
And so he is in contact with one of them just recently died of cancer, and he's in contact with one other name he calls Mr. X. So, Lindsay Williams, thank you very much, sir, for joining us.
Definitely.
Well, thank you for allowing me the privilege of being on your show tonight for the very first time on Sovereign Minds.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
I just want to jump right into it. We only have you for 45 minutes. What do you see happening, and what can we do to prepare, and what have you been told specifically, and anything new that you can give us?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Nathaniel, this is the first time that I've had the privilege of being on your show. There are a lot of new people out there that I'm sure I'm meeting for the first time tonight. Let me give just a brief background, because if I made some of the statements that I'm going to make before people know where I'm coming from, they would definitely think, where in the world did this guy come from? So let's begin back a number of years ago. I went to Alaska as a missionary. I was an aviation missionary.
Okay.
And just after arriving in the state, I heard that they were going to build the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline. That's America's pipeline from the big oil field up on the Arctic Ocean at Prudhoe Bay. And they were going to build it for 800 miles, 4-foot diameter pipe, largest construction job ever attempted on the face of the earth by private enterprise. And they said that 25,000 pipeliners were going to converge on the state of Alaska to build that pipeline. Well, being a missionary, I'm quite sure that you would know that the first thing that came to my mind was 25,000 of the roughest, toughest, cussingest, drinkingest, orneriest folks on the face of the earth to converge on my state. First thing that came to my mind was they must need some spiritual guidance.
Definitely.
Well, of course, that was the understatement of the year. But I went to the 9 major oil companies that were going to build that pipeline, Alaska Pipeline Service Company, and I said, don't you need a chaplain on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline? At first, they laughed at me. They said, we don't know what to do with you. We don't have anything to pay you. I said, no problem. My denomination pays me. Finally, I guess I kept going back and back. Persistence must have paid off. So they said, all right, we'll give you the northern 7 work camps from the Arctic Ocean down to the Brooks Mountains, and said, just go up there and see what you can do. We don't know what to tell you. We never had a chaplain before. I said, okay, I did. I'm quite sure they thought I'd last a few days. I didn't. And about 6 months later, the oil companies came to me and said, chaplain, we never knew the value of a chaplain on a pipeline before. You are saving us thousands of dollars of counseling fees, and you're helping the atmosphere in the camp so much. They said, we would like to offer you executive status. Well, I didn't know what that meant. The only board I've ever been an executive on was the Lord's board, so I said, what does that mean? They said, well, go any place you'd like to, see anything you want to see, and we'd like to invite you to sit in on our board meetings in an advisory capacity in order to help the relationship between management and labor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, from this point on, Nathaniel, I must say emphatically, it had to have been the providence of God. For 3 years' time, I literally lived with the elite of the world.
Fantastic.
The people you hear about in the World Bank, the IMF, the top oil company officials of the world. I was invited into their board meetings by invitation, had an opportunity to sit across the dinner table from them and chat with them on a one-on-one basis. They were not coming to my church. I was on their oil field. And if I could say to the people in the listening audience tonight, if you have any doubt in your mind, please, I'd like to remove that doubt right now, because there positively is a group of people on the face of the earth who control the world. My 3 years of living with these people changed my life. I'll never be the same person again, because there are people who tell the president what to do, dictate to Congress what bills to pass. In fact, if you ever wondered the health care bill, for instance, nobody ever read it before they voted on it. Have you ever wondered who wrote that health care bill?
The insurance companies.
Did. And they control Congress. They dictate monetary policies to the Federal Reserve and other countries in the world. And these people definitely exist. Well, I got to know some of them personally. And I guess maybe because I had given 3 years of my life to be their chaplain, that it must have created an element of respect that over the past 35 years, some of these people have kept in touch with me. And I've kept in touch with them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they know everything that goes on behind closed doors, because, you see, nothing ever happens by chance. And
as a
result, when they tell me something, I know it's going to happen. It has. It's never failed one time in 35 years that one of these elitists of the world said something was going to take place, that it didn't take place exactly like he said it.
Mm-hmm.
So as a result, the things that I could give tonight to your listening audience, I can tell you everything that's going to happen in 2011 without any exception whatsoever. barring the providence of God or the intervention of God, the elite will succeed in what they're doing through 2012. In fact, I know most of everything that they're going to do through the year 2012, what's going to happen to the dollar, where crude oil prices are going, when there'll be a conflict in the Middle East, where gold prices are going. I mean, every bit of this, these people have told me, because they do exist, and I say very humbly, I'm just an ordinary everyday guy. I am not a prophet. I put on my britches every morning just like any of you do.
There you go.
The only difference is between what you'll hear tonight on this program and the information that I have and what you might hear other prognosticators say is I have the elite personally telling me in advance what they're going to do, and that's the only difference between what I say and some of the guesses that you hear other people
and
say,
Daniel. And it's come true before,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, you've called the oil prices last summer. And
right on the money.
And so, yeah, can you tell us what's coming up for us in this year? Obviously, the dollar's falling. Everybody knows food prices going up. Federal Reserve's not doing their job. Taxes are rising.
Well, oil seems to be becoming the primary currency now, you know?
Yes, the currency of the world is oil, crude oil, not the American dollar, not the yen, not the pound, not not any other currency. The currency, the crude oil, is the standard currency of the world, and the elite control what they control by the crude oil. Now, some of you that may have heard me on other programs, remember that about two and a half years ago, and you'll remember this because you remember the price you were paying for it at the gas pump. One of these individuals called me up on the phone one day, and he was mad. Oh, my goodness. He said, Chaplain, you've said too much. You've gone too far. You're going to have to pull your website. He said, we can't have you saying those things any longer. And I did immediately. I know that John F. Kennedy, President of the United States of America, he tried to argue with these people years ago.
Uh-huh.
And you know what wound up with him?
Oh, yeah.
So I wasn't about to say, no, I won't listen to you. I did. But this same gentleman then became very close friends with me because I was willing to at least oblige them.
Sure.
And he said to me in the course of the conversation, he said, Chaplain, the price of crude oil is going from $147 a barrel to $50 a barrel. Now, you were paying it then $4 a gallon for gas pump.
That's right.
Now, this couldn't happen. I mean, it would so impact the OPEC and the oil companies of the world until it would be horrible. And I dared to risk my reputation. And I've written 6 books, by the way, and I don't like to risk my reputation, but I have never known these people to be wrong. So I went on radio shows all over America, and I said the price of crude oil is going from $147 a barrel to $50 a barrel. You're going to be paying $1.50 a gallon for gas pump. Now, you remember this
two and
a half years ago, and some radio talk show hosts almost laughed at me over the air. They said, Captain, you better be careful. You shouldn't say things like this. Well, it happened exactly 2 months later, just as the gentleman had told me. And when it did, people called me up on the phone and said, you're a prophet. I said, no, I'm not. I'm just an everyday man that happened by the providence of God of knowing this so that I could warn you what's going to happen. And, you know, I think, Nathaniel, the reason that the Lord allowed me to be in such a situation like that is so that I could be here tonight on your program and others like yours over from time to time and let people know what they can expect, because if we know what to expect, you don't have to lose sleep at night.
That's right.
You don't have to look behind bushes during the daytime. If you know what to expect, you can take action. You can do something about your dinner table. So let me try to give something about what the elite are like and then go into some of that buzzwords, and in doing that, answer your question as to what is going to happen in 2011.
Sounds
first
good.
Of all, one of the first things that I learned when I lived with the elite was that they do have a code of ethics. Now, that code of ethics is not the same code of ethics that you and I would have, which comes from the Bible. The honesty and morals that are found there, the code of ethics of the elite is quite different than that. These people have one thing in mind. The name of the game is control.
Yes.
But in their code of ethics, they feel that they must tell the world everything they're going to do before they do it. And I call these buzzwords. I love giving lessons in how to understand the buzzwords of the elite so that you'll know what they're going to do. Now, keep in mind two things. Number one, the national liberal media is their voice. That they tell you what they're going to do. Secondly, Hollywood is their perversion. I hope you'll write some of these things down. I'm going to give you some very excellent keys tonight whereby you can know how to understand these people because they don't think like we think.
I agree.
And I think probably I would have had trouble understanding these people had I not been the pastor of a church for 12 years prior to going to Alaska as a missionary. I had graduated from college with a bachelor's degree, had taken psychiatry, and when I got on the pipeline, I think I was able to understand the mindset of these people because they think completely different. In fact, I've written three books just trying to help the American people understand how these people think. They think in terms of control and manipulation and dishonesty.
Mm-hmm.
They put up with each other. Oh, they're an amazing group of people, but they have a code of ethics, and in that code of ethics, they say, we must tell the world what we're going to do before we do it, but the thing is, most people don't know how to understand what they're saying. For instance, think back years ago, George Bush Sr., Daddy Bush,
mm-hmm.
you remember he came out for the first time and made the expression, New World Order.
Yes, sir.
And everybody wondered, what in the world is this guy talking about? Well, he knew what he was talking about. And it's very obvious today what he's talking about. And then he used to use another expression, 1,000 points of light. Some of you will remember those expressions. Now, they meant everything to the elite. In fact, they tell each other things by way of such expressions of this, which they understand. So, they have a set of buzzwords in which they tell you what they're going to do before they do it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me try to explain a few of these buzzwords that they give you by way of the liberal national media, which is their mouthpiece. And in so doing, I want to teach you how to understand the workings of these people. First of all, let me go to an expression. Well, what happened was they called this to my attention recently. And they said, Chaplain, remember what was said by the International Monetary Fund.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some of you can pick this up on the Internet. You probably heard it on the national news. And they were telling you something. You see, the elite tell you something. Then they go and do it. And then after it's all over with, they say, we told you. Mm-hmm. Why didn't you listen?
At first they deny it, huh? They'll laugh at you. No, that doesn't.
Oh, yeah.
No, we're not trying to globalize anything. And
well, it's
now,
a
of course,
deception.
Now, of course, everybody's saying, yes, we need to go to a global government. And,
yeah.
It's just,
yeah, exactly.
And, yeah.
That's exactly right. Now, this one, the one that they gave me here just a while back was, the International Monetary Fund made a statement just a few weeks ago. You probably heard it. It may have registered and it may not. I want to tell you what they were trying to tell you. The National Monetary Fund said, quote, next year, 15 major developing governments, including the United States, Japan, and the UK, Spain, and Greece, will have to raise some $10.2 trillion. Now,
yeah,
you heard me
did.
Correctly. I did not say billion nor million.
Hmm.
They'll have to raise $10.2 trillion to repay the maturing interest on the debt just in next year alone.
Yeah.
And so they said, did you catch that? I said, yes. They said, what does it mean? I said, they can't do it. I said, there's no way
they
that
can pay
these
that
countries
off.
Can raise $10.2 trillion.
Nor do they want them to.
$15 trillion in debt.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to raise this in 1 year. Then the International, they said, that's right. They said, they can't do it. Then the International Monetary Fund said that this $10.2 trillion equals 27% of these nations' combined annual economic output. I said, that's impossible. They can't possibly raise that money. Ah, they said, you're getting the message.
There you go.
But you mean to tell me that they can't raise it and these countries will have to default. Now, you know what it means by defaulting.
Oh, yeah.
That means you don't make your house payment for 3 months, and all of a sudden the bank comes in and says, you haven't made your payment, we're going to repossess. That's basically it, except you're talking about the United States, Japan, UK, Spain, Greece, big, big world countries.
Yeah, they did
raising
that.
$10.2 trillion.
They did that in the Amazonian basin there. They basically own, the World Bank owns everything there.
Yes. Yes, that's true.
And
how did they get it? They got it for computer entry.
Uh-huh.
So here we are. They said to me, okay, if we can't do that, what's going to happen to the dollar? Are you ready?
Go.
I'm going to give you a prediction.
Mm-hmm.
They gave it to me just recently. They said by the end of 2012, the dollar will be dead. Now, folks, please, I beg of you to take action. Why? All right, well, I had not planned on giving this first, but I need to let you know what they said along this line. Recently, when I was on the phone with one of these individuals, and he was telling me some of these things as to what's going to happen over the next 2 years and through the year 2012, I was appalled.
Okay.
Because they have this already scheduled.
Mm-hmm.
They know everything they're going to do. Behind closed doors, it's already been planned. And so I was really exasperated. And I said to the individual, I said, what can I do? I said, I want to save my dinner table. I want to spare my family heartache.
Sure.
I said, what can I do? Well, he said, first of all, Chaplain, you can't depend on real estate. Well, we all know that.
I agree.
The real estate bubble burst. He said, here's the way he put it to me. And folks, please listen to this. He said, Chaplain, if it's written on a piece of paper, it's worth the paper it's written on. I said, that means stocks, bonds, Federal Reserve notes. That means pension funds. That means insurance policies. I said, that means 401ks. That means IRA. Chaplain, he said, that's exactly right. If it's written on a piece of paper, it's worth the paper it's written on. I said, what can we depend on? We can't depend on real estate. We can't depend on these things that we've always put trust in.
Come on.
He said, Chaplain, do you know what our currency is, folks? I hope you're hearing this. I said, what is it? He said, Chaplain, our currency, the currency of the elite, is gold and silver.
Yes,
he
sir.
Said, it is the only thing that is going to continuously increase in value, and you have purchasing power there. He said, Chaplain, if it's written on a piece of paper, it's worth the paper it's written on. And Nathaniel, back 2 years ago, when I was given some of this information, and 1 year ago, when I begged people on radio broadcasts all over this country, I said, you have got to go and invest in that, which is the only thing you can depend on. By the way, I don't sell gold and silver. You couldn't buy any from me if you wanted to. I won't tell you where to get any. I don't sell it. I'm telling you what the elite told me. They said, our currency is gold and silver. It will not be controlled. Mark my words. You can go and buy it. You don't pay any taxes on it. You don't pay whenever you sell it. You can sell it. You can barter it.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, gold and silver is our currency. It's the only thing you can depend on that will continually go up. And 2 years ago, when you could buy gold for $600 and $700 an ounce, I begged people to go and buy all they could. Now you're paying $1,400 an ounce if you can get it. And they told me, they said, Chaplain, it's the only thing you can depend on. Now, listen to another one of their buzzwords. This came out just the other day from the COMEX Silver Exchange. This is so important. The COMEX Silver Exchange, let me try to explain what it is. The COMEX Silver Exchange is recognized worldwide. It is the exchange whereby the super elite and wealthy and nations such as China and Russia and Japan, they'll contact the COMEX Silver Exchange and they'll say, we want to buy so many tons of silver. The exchange says, we will put it in our vaults, we will guarantee you that we have it, and then we'll give you a piece of paper saying it's here.
Okay.
That's the COMEX Silver Exchange.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the COMEX Silver Exchange announced the other day, folks, please write these figures down. Oh, you're going to see something so catastrophic happen here. And the elite told me about it just a few weeks ago. They said the Comic Silver Exchange has on hand 107 million ounces of silver. That's all they have on hand. Yet they have contractual obligations in the amount of 720 million ounces. Are you getting the message?
It's the same thing that's happened now. It's fractional reserve banking,
that's
right? That's what they're just using for silver and gold? I mean, so
yes. And what they've done, basically, is given Russia and China and Japan and the super wealthy of the world pieces of paper. Mm-hmm. What was it he told me? He said, Chaplain, if it's written on a piece of paper, it's worth the paper it's written on. He said, they have given out these pieces of paper saying, we have this silver on hand, when in fact they don't. But wait a minute. What's going to happen if people begin to get the message and they demand physical delivery of that silver?
Exactly.
And
yeah,
they only have 707 million ounces. And the contractual obligation for 720 million ounces. Do you realize where the price of silver is going to go when it is an industrial metal as it is today?
Skyrocket.
You haven't seen anything
yet,
Nathaniel.
Right, yeah, the supply is being used constantly for computers and phones and everything, so we're diminishing the supply every single day.
Yeah, every single
day. But also, one thing is people don't want to get gold and then put it into trust boxes in the bank either.
No, you want to keep it at home.
Because Roosevelt shut those down.
That's right.
When push came to shove, and it wouldn't let people go even get it out. So
get them, Nate.
I would say people should definitely have it physically themselves. What would you say, Pastor?
Yes, that's exactly right. If you have it in a bank, you might not get to that safety deposit box.
I agree.
As he said, back in the days of Roosevelt, they shut them down, and people only got out what the government said you could. If you don't have it in your hand, you don't own it for all practical purposes.
I agree.
Yes, you may have it. You may have paid for it, but you can't depend on it. Now, let me give you a few of the expressions that were given to me just over a year ago.
Okay.
And I hope you'll write some of these down, because it will tell you what to do in order to spare your dinner table. And then I'm going to give you two signs tonight. Now, please write these down. These are signs that have been given to me that I might know where their program is going. First of all, let me give you some of their expressions that were given to me recently. He said, this was about a year ago. He said, Chaplain, within 2 years, you will not recognize America.
I agree.
Now, at the time this was given to me, I wondered what the man was trying to tell me. And he knows that I give many of these things out of radio shows, just such as I'm doing with you folks, and I sometimes wonder if maybe they don't use me as a method of getting out some of the things that they want to tell the world.
Well, they have to tell us first.
I hope, by God's grace, that I'm able to give you some things tonight that will help to spare you some heartache. Again, he said to me one day, he said, after 2 years, you will be so poor, you will not be able to do anything about it. And then the expression I gave you a few moments ago, they said to me one day, by 2012, the dollar will be dead.
Mm-hmm.
And then he kept on using this expression, within 2 years. And I didn't realize until recently just what this man was trying to say to me. Basically, he was saying that they have a timetable. Now, they do.
Mm-hmm.
They have a timeline.
It seems
and their
right.
timeline is by the end of 2012, they intend to do certain things. And let me say, these people are so powerful. Someone asked me the other day on a radio show, they said, do these elite, are they powerful enough to control countries like Russia and China? I said, sure they do.
Yeah.
They just do it in a little different methodology than what they do in the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
But this is how powerful these people are, and they plan everything in advance, know exactly what they're going to do, and they have a timeline of certain things that they wish to do by the end of 2012, and there's only one thing will stop them. You and I sure can't. But there's only one thing that would stop these elite, and that's divine intervention. And I say that because I know the power of these people, but I also understand how frail we human beings are. But keep in mind something. There's only a handful of them.
Mm-hmm.
I lived with them. I know who they are. And I keep in touch with some of them. And from time to time, the group will change names as the old ones retire.
That's right.
But they have certain things that they fully intend to do. In fact, a little over 2 years ago, before our president was elected, one of these individuals said to me, he said, within 2 years, nearly everyone will be working for the government. This was before the health care bill.
Seems like that's happening.
Before General Motors and Chrysler and the banks were bailed out. And I couldn't understand back then what he was talking about. Do you realize that any person who works for General Motors today works for the government of the United States of America?
Absolutely.
Or Chrysler.
And the MSNBC now,
that's
we're
right.
finding out. Yeah, General Electric.
Yeah, big time General Electric.
JP
and
Morgan?
The banks have been bailed out.
Uh-huh.
And by the way, I'll put this in for what it's worth. They intend to allow the banks to fail until they have 9 major banks. Now, I don't know why 9, but they intend to let them keep on failing. You do notice that they'll have 4, 5, or 6, or 7 banking chains nearly every weekend that they close down. And they do it in different parts of the country so that you won't get too upset about it. And they intend to have 9 major banking institutions in America, and every one of those bailed out so that they are under the auspices of the Federal Reserve.
Mm-hmm.
And then they came along with a health care program. Do you realize if this health care program succeeds, which it doesn't look like it's going to, but if it
hopefully
does,
it doesn't.
Every doctor, every dentist, every nurse, every person in a hospital will be working for the government of the United States of America. And this man has said to me over 2 years ago, nearly everyone within 2 years will be working for the government. But do you realize who they're really working for? The Treasury of the United States of America bails out the Federal Reserve. Well, bails out General Motors and Chrysler and the bank.
Yeah.
And so on through the Federal Reserve. And the Federal Reserve are the elitists themselves. The Federal Reserve is not an agency of the United States government any more than Federal Express is. And they basically will own, this statement was given to me a while back. The elite plan, whenever everything is said and done and the dust settles, they plan to own every mortgaged piece of real estate in the United States of America, both commercial and residential.
They're heading to that right now.
Yeah, and when I made this statement recently on a program, someone called in and they said, why would the elite destroy their own country? I said, they're not destroying their own country.
This isn't their country.
They don't have a country.
Yeah, and not only that, but the elite, they never buy anything until they bankrupt it first.
Yeah.
For instance, if you want to own General Motors, what do? Go buy them when they're at the peak of success? No.
No, you buy it at the lowest.
You let General Motors go bankrupt. And then you let the government, the taxpayer, bail it out so that the Federal Reserve can control it and own it. Chrysler.
Mm-hmm.
How'd they get Chrysler? They got it for pennies on the dollar.
Mm-hmm.
The banks of America, how are they getting them? You see, all of this is a part of their plan, along with the health care program.
Mm-hmm.
Every bit of it is for the purpose of bringing everything to bankruptcy. Then when it gets in bankruptcy, they turn around and let the taxpayer, through the Treasury, by way of the Federal Reserve,
mm-hmm.
bail it all out, and they own it. The elite.
Control.
And then over years, they will gradually bring everything back under their control if they have their way. Every bit of this is a part of the plan of the elite.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm giving you this as a sign. You can watch what they're doing by the following. First of all, I'm going to give you two signs right here together. And you can put these down on a piece of paper and write it down right beside your calendar. First of all, if you want to know the progression, the successful progression of the elite's plan, watch the price of crude oil. Now, let me try to explain.
Yeah.
You remember that 2.5 years ago, this gentleman said to me the price of crude oil is going from $147 a barrel to $50 a barrel, and at the same, and by the way, went all the way to $34 a barrel before they stopped.
You're right.
And he said to me at the time, crude oil prices are going to stay somewhere between $70 and $80 a barrel for the next 2 to 2.5 years. And I go on radio shows and say that. And by this time, people have begun to believe me because it happened exactly like he told me in the original. And then it stayed exactly like that for 2.5 years. Now I'm going to tell you where it's going. They said to me, watch the price of crude oil, and you will know the progression and the success of the elite's program. You are going to see crude oil. This is a prediction now, based on what these people are telling me. The price of crude oil within the next 6 to 9 months. I'm giving you some dates here. Within 6 to 9 months, you're going to see the price of crude oil go from up to somewhere in the neighborhood of $150 to $200. They want it to $200 a barrel. You will be paying at the gas pump $4 to $5 a gallon for gasoline if they have their way in the next 6 to 9 months.
Uh-huh.
It is going back there. It is time for them to take it back in order to be able to bring in the inflationary spiral that they want in America, because your grocery prices, real estate prices, everything will be affected by it. Now, may I give you the next sign?
Yes, sir.
Please do.
These signs are so important, folks. Here it is, and this is going to startle you. You're going to have to think like the elite in order to understand what I'm about to tell you. You can't think in terms of us everyday Americans, such as myself and Nathaniel, and you've got to think in terms of the elite. Here it is. There, now this is going to startle you. I know this is quite different than what you're hearing sometimes on radio talk shows, but I have to be honest with you and tell you what I'm getting. There will be no shortage of food and water. Now, when I was told this, I had some trouble, and I had to get some explanation. I said, what do you mean? They said, in our new world order plan, we can bring in food from anywhere in the world.
True.
And he said, there's going to be no shortage of food and water. But he said, here you go. There'll be no shortage of food and water, but you will not be able to buy it.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. At that point, I asked him, I said, what do you mean? He said, grocery store shelves will be full, but you may go hungry if you haven't made preparation.
Right.
I said, what do you mean?
$1 billion loaf of bread.
He said, it's going to be there for you.
$1 trillion loaf of bread.
He said, your currency is going to devaluate to the point that you may not have the currency to be able to buy the food that's on the grocery store shelf. Folks, you need to make some preparations right now for what the elite have planned through the year 2012.
Yeah, Pastor, yeah, we just went over hyperinflation last week.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you look at Zimbabwe, for instance, that was because they were trying to pay the IMF off.
$1 trillion bill? I mean, come on, it'd only buy you 3/4 of a basket of food.
And so, yeah, we were just, I mean, it happens all over the country, and I think it's going to be the worst here because we are the global currency now.
That's right.
And so I think it's going to be even worse than ever before.
Than ever before, I agree.
Well, as a result, and I know we're giving out of time here. We're already up to nearly 45 minutes past the hour. And I'm just barely touching. I've got pages and pages of notes here in front of me. I could go on for hours. But as a result of what the elite have told me, and folks, you have to understand that I've gone on radio talk shows all over America. And I have told these things in advance that the elite told me. And every single time, without exception, it has happened exactly like they told me it was going to. As a result of the things that they have told me recently, I have listed 12 things that you must do. Now, I don't have time to give them on the program tonight.
Uh-huh.
They're extensive, but there are 12 things that you positively must do. If you're going to be able to sleep well at night, you're going to be able to spare your dinner table and make preparations in light of what the elite are planning, you definitely need to take some action in your household and do exactly certain things in order to be able to maintain yourself. And I've listed 12 things that you must do in light of what the elite have told me. Everything that will happen for the next 6 months and through 2012, I have put on DVD and CD. I'm trying my best to tell everybody in the world, you must take certain action.
Yeah, definitely go to
his
site.
They have told me what they're going to do over the next 2 years. I'm going to state another something here that will be very, very startling to you. And there again, I do not have time to go over the air into the depth of this, but depending on what Nathaniel wants to do. I know this sounds startling. This is completely different than the other things I've just said to you. The elite do know a cure for time, sir.
Oh, absolutely.
Did you hear
this? B-17.
That's one of them, yeah.
Positively. The elite know a cure for cancer. They gave it to me just recently. I've tried my best to tell everybody I can, because you do not have to suffer. You do not have to go the conventional method.
I agree. I work with cancer.
Radiation and chemotherapy. There are some things that the elite know that the average person out here on the street does not know, but they know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So all of these things, I urge you, and Nathaniel, in a few moments, maybe you'll allow me to give out a phone number where people could get all these materials to know what the elite have told me during these periods of time.
Absolutely. But give them the number and give them your website that they can go to.
Why don't you go ahead and do that right now? Because we have a question that the audience has been getting with us right here on our chat and everything, and they want to know about the deathbed confessions.
Yes, I'll be glad to do that. Now, the toll-free number, you can call them as of tomorrow morning. And by the way, you'll get an American operator. You won't be
Fantastic.
Talking to a foreigner. We believe in doing things in the United States of America.
But we'd like to
call
help you very much.
Toll-free, if you will. The number is 888-799-6111. Or you can go on the web, even tonight, and you'll find it on prophecyclub.com. That's PROPHECY.
Mm-hmm.
CLUB.com, or tomorrow morning bright and early, you can call 888-799-6111. Now, I have produced 6 DVDs of everything the elite have told me over the past 2 years that they're going to do through 2012.
Okay.
That's 8 hours of professionally done DVD viewing. Then just recently, I was so moved by the deathbed confession of one of these elitists. And I'll go into that in just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
I was so moved by what took place in relation to this that for the first time ever in these 35 years that I've been talking with these people, I have actually released the voices. That's right.
Fantastic.
Actually released the voices of some of these elite so that you can hear them for yourself. It's on 2.5 hours of CDs that you can listen to in your automobile when you're driving down the road, or you can listen to them at home on your CD player. And we also have the 6 DVDs, which you can play on your television set, or the 2 CDs, or the DVDs, whichever you'd like. I beg of you to know what these people are doing, and you'll hear their voices. Then I give a narration of what these people are trying to say in the way of buzzwords so that you can understand what they're doing. And on the CDs, I actually give the background to the elite, what they know in relation to cancer, and you're going to find this very interesting. So, Nathaniel, you said you had a question here in closing.
Oh, yeah.
Deathbed confession.
Well, yeah, we just had one. Is there any... Well, actually, you're still in touch with the live Mr. X, correct?
Yes. Now, there were 2 individuals back 35 years ago that I and they stayed, really set up a relationship and a friendship. And over these 35 years, we've kept in touch with them. Both of them now retired. And just recently, one of these individuals died.
Mm-hmm.
And of all things, he died of cancer. And I know you're saying, why did he know a cancer cure and he died of cancer? He had a son. And he had trained his son in medical school as a doctor. The son persuaded his dad to go the route of chemotherapy and radiation, and within about 3 to 4 months, he died. Mm-hmm. There was another one of these individuals who is retired. He keeps in touch with me on a regular basis, and he has volunteered to tell me things on an ongoing basis as to what the elite are planning on doing. But this individual, back 9 years ago, retired from one of the major oil companies, knows everything that goes on behind closed doors.
Okay.
And just after retiring, because of the number of chemicals that they'd come in contact with in the oil patch, and because of the overuse of antibiotics. Now, keep in mind, Poudreau Bay and the big oil field up there, they did not have a hospital nor a doctor there. And when one of them got sick and they had to stay there for a month at a time, they just overdosed them on antibiotics.
Okay.
Well, this man, after retiring, came down with cancer in both lungs. And when the doctors found it, they said, it is far enough advanced, you may as well go home and write your will. There's nothing we can do for you. Mm-hmm. At that point, he used the method that the elites knew, and in 21 days, now folks, did you get this? In 21 days, he was totally cured of cancer. That was 9 years ago. He's had no return whatsoever of it. And all of this you'll find on the CDs and the DVDs that we have available. You positively need to know what the elite know, because they know a lot of things that you and I don't, Nathaniel.
Definitely.
Yeah, if you just look at history, I mean, I think the best way anybody can prepare is to get out of the dollar bill.
I agree.
Liquidate it in gold and silver, but there's palladium's doing well and platinum. But
even copper's
just,
going
just
out.
Get out of the dollar bill because it's falling, and I think it's obviously intentional to me. You can't print trillions of new dollars and expect anything else. But you look at Bernanke, and he says,
that's right.
Hyperinflation is how we're going to get out of this.
No, that's wrong.
And, I mean, that's just totally ludicrous.
We
to
have
me.
To go back to our local communities, you know, and get back to bartering and things of this nature and the commodities.
Mm-hmm. Food.
Yes. Now, it took America 200 years to get $1 trillion in debt.
Mm-hmm.
And every 8 months, I hope you're writing these figures down. Every 8 months, approximately, we accumulate $1 trillion of debt now.
Yep.
But yet it took us 200 years to accumulate $1 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're in trouble.
No, definitely.
Any way you look at it, America is we can't do it. That's what that individual said to me that day when we were talking about what the International Monetary Fund had said, and he said 27% of the combined annual economic output of these countries, just in order to meet the $10.2 trillion of interest debt.
Yeah, interest.
That's not
interest.
The national debt. That's interest debt alone
yeah,
on these countries. And he said it can't be done. I said, yes. So he said, what's going to happen? The dollar. It will have to collapse.
Mm-hmm.
And they've given me a date. By the end of 2012, the dollar will be dead.
It really seems that that's the direction it's going.
Yes. So you cannot continue to accumulate $1 trillion worth of debt every 8 months.
Yeah,
and it took us 200 years to accumulate $1 trillion.
Well, it's because our founding fathers understood about no central banking and then also don't delegate it to a private company and then have them charge you to print your own money.
The Constitution says that. We're not supposed to be set up that way. We're supposed to print our own money based on gold or silver.
Right.
I am so glad that the House of Representatives, on the very first day, when they reconvened with the new group of representatives, I am so glad. I am so proud of them. It just was marvelous to me to see them read the Constitution of the United States of America right there on the House
Let's
of Representatives.
Let's just hope they follow it now.
Yeah.
So
I think there's some hope. And keep in mind that the elite, they think they're God, but they aren't.
No.
They just think they are. You know, there's one thing I did learn, though, Nathaniel, when I lived with these people. There's only one thing they're frightened of. These people are so wealthy that they could write a check for $1 million every day for the rest of their life and not exhaust their wealth. There's one thing that they're scared to death of. They are afraid of the American people waking up.
Oh, yeah.
Now, there's only a handful of them. In fact, at the very top, you probably would have 12 people.
Mm-hmm.
And then on down the line through the Council of Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission, it would be hundreds, and then it would go on down more and more in their other organizations. But at the very top, you've probably got a dozen of the top elitists that know everything that's going on. They are scared to death of the American people waking up.
Definitely.
And that's the reason they said to me, we want to take the price of crude oil to $200 a barrel, but they said, we've got to do it gradually. We don't dare go up to $4 and $5 a gallon overnight like we brought it down from $147 a barrel to $50 a barrel because they said whenever we see the American people getting a little upset, we just back off for a while.
And that's wise. That's wise for them.
And then we'll start all over again with this until we take it up to $200 a barrel, which is somewhere in the neighborhood of $5 a gallon for the gas price.
Yeah, Brzezinski's already come out a year ago or so saying they're getting scared that we are waking up, and knows it. And
well, the American people are waking up. You can see it every single day on things that are happening. Pastor, we got about 4 minutes left. What is the one thing that you'd really like to get through to the American people?
I beg people. I plead with you after this broadcast. Now, you stay tuned through the rest of this broadcast, but after this broadcast, I beg of you, set your spiritual house in order. We can do all we want to do physically.
I agree.
But if you don't know that you're solid on the rock of Christ Jesus, if you are not sure that your house is on a solid rock instead of sinking sand, no matter how much physical preparation you may make, if you're not prepared spiritually and know that you're a born-again child of God and you know Christ is your Savior, you're in trouble. And I've been a minister of the gospel now for 50 years. I'm in my 70s, but still just as active as I ever was and plan to stay that way until the coming of the Lord. But I beg of you, set your spiritual house in order. And then, after you've done that and you know where you stand, and by the way, in these DVDs and CDs, I'll help you to know what the scriptures have to say as to what you can do. And when you set that spiritual house in order, then begin to make preparation with the 12 things that I beg of you to do in light of what the elite have said to me over these past few months. Nathaniel?
Well, Pastor, I thank you. I can't thank you enough for coming on our show. And I look forward to having you on again. We're gonna let you go now. Can you say your website really quick?
Yeah.
Yes, my website is prophecyclub.com, prophecyclub.com. Toll-free number tomorrow morning, 888-799-6111. Lord bless, have a wonderful new year, and thank you, Nathaniel, for letting me be here tonight to try to help the people understand the elite. Okay.
Thank you very much.
We'll talk to you soon.
Definitely.
We want to talk real quick. We only got a couple of minutes, so I wanted to bring up our next week's guest.
Definitely.
It's if you ever heard of the Oath Keepers, if you're ex-military, current military, you're welcome in this group, police, firefighters. Stuart Rhodes from the Oath Keepers, he's the founder of it. He'll be on our show next week.
Need to look him up.
He's been on Fox. He's been on all the news. Mm-hmm. And so he's a really great club. And look at oathkeepers.com. Go check it out. Stuart Rhodes will be up with us next.
Yep, and I agree there 100%. You really want to look at this Oath Keepers site. I looked at it today again, and I'm telling you, if you're a patriot, if you believe in America and what is really happening in this world about, you know, the government really overriding our constitutional rights and what our police officers, what our firemen, what everybody swears to, to keep our oaths and everything in this country, you really need to look at this site. Because this is awesome what he's doing out there.
This is the point of the site, is they swear an oath to the Constitution,
not
to a president.
That's right. And that's what we all do as soldiers out here. All of us in this room, right here, right now. Anybody that's been a soldier in the American forces of any kind, we swore an oath to the Constitution of the United States of America. Not some puppet sitting up there doing what the elite want them to. And it doesn't matter if it's Obama, if it's Bush, or whoever it is. You know, basically, they're doing what they're told to do. I know some of them seem to try to make changes and everything. But in reality, look at where we're heading. Listen to what the pastor says. I'm a spiritually based person. I'm a shaman. And I had to be a minister just so we can go into prisons and help people. Because till 1974, they wouldn't let us practice our own belief systems. Be spiritual, ladies and gentlemen. This is what's happening in America. Have a good faith in what is going on out there. And this is William Whitecrow of Sovereign Minds Radio with Nate Ann Chandler, our producer, saying, God bless you all. And please, look at what's happening. Look these things up that we're talking about. Don't believe us. You don't have to. Look them up yourself. This is Sovereign Minds Radio, opening one mind at a time. Don't believe us. You don't have
to. For your mind, if you are thinking, you are winning. Resistance is victory. Defeat is impossible. Your weapons are already in hand. Reach within you. And find the means by which to gain your freedom. Fight with tools. Your fate and that of everyone you know depends on it.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media. This is KCNR Shasta, Redding.